everyone. Welcome to the second hour of Common Sense Revisited. Hopefully you joined us in the last hour. We had a great, great conversation about the Communist Manifesto and why this country needs more freedom, not less. Why this argument that all of our problems are based on capitalism and evil capitalism, and we need more regulation and more power in the central bank to regulate us, is so totally absurd. So we just spent the last hour on it. I hope you join us. If not, I hope you listen to that show, because it was, I think it was quite good. We have a special guest on this hour, and his name is Jeff Black. Jeff is the director of the North American Union Foundation. He lives in Chicago. Jeff, are you with us?
Hi, Clyde. I sure am.
Oh, fantastic. I am so glad you're with us today, Jeff. I want you to tell us all about you and about your campaign. We want to get as many people as possible to support candidates that are believe in the principles of liberty. You won't have much time before a break here, so why don't you just start out by telling us in the next couple of minutes just a little bit about yourself, what you do, what your background is, how old you are, that type of thing.
Okay, Clyde. First of all, I just want to say to you and to all your listeners and everyone that's following along on the internet, you know, this country is such a blessing. This world is such a blessing. You know, this time that we're alive, it's the one chance that we know we have. And I wasn't able to listen to the first hour, but we're reaching a point where people have to step outside of their comfort zones and just say, we need to fix this and we need to be part of the solution. And so I've known for some time that I have something to offer, and that I have the ability to be a brave person. And that's something that people are struggling with right now. They sense mm-hmm. that things are falling apart, that we're losing control of everything. And I have known for some time that I was going to be called upon to actually declare a candidacy for public office. But as you can well imagine, you know, it's scary. You know, anyone that reads history, anyone that looks at the news, honest people are being really, really purged. They're being harmed. They're being terminated.
Right.
But I know that this is the life that I have, and that it's time for us to take back our country and our lives. And that's why I'm a candidate for public office here in the state
well,
of Illinois.
Well, you know, you give me chills. You really do, because I'm reminded of the words of Patrick Henry, you know, give me liberty or give me death. And that great speech, which I've heard given a couple times now by people who have memorized it. And it's so stirring. And you have to realize that, you know, for me, I have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. I've lived a very, very full life. But there is no doubt in my mind that I will do and say whatever I have to, you know, to make sure that my children and grandchildren live in a free country. Or die trying. And I'm very, very serious about that.
And it doesn't have to come to that. This has to be a peaceful second American Revolution. You know, one of the greatest people, a flawed person that made some mistakes that did come out and become a brave person in the end, was Robert F. Kennedy, RFK, who said, fear not the path of truth for the lack of people walking on it. And I have enough sense. I've made enough mistakes in my life to become humble enough to listen to the other people who told me, Jeff, if you do show honesty, if you do show strength, you're not going to be alone, because doing the right thing feels good. You know, it's beautiful, it's sexy, and other people will join you. Other candidates are going to come forward. Don't think for a second that I'm the first or that I'm the last 9/11 truth candidate in the state of Illinois, because there are many, many dozens and scores and hundreds to come.
Yeah, that's very well put, Jeff. You're absolutely right. And I found that when I ran for governor as a Libertarian, and I chose to run. A lot of people wanted me to run as a Republican back then, but I couldn't do it because, you know, and I've been involved in the Republican Party before and since. In fact, I was on the Republican State Platform Committee in the state of Iowa last year. But I just wanted to be able to have no control over what I said by anyone.
Be a kept person.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get back to this in just a second. We have a break coming up here, and we'll be right back with Jeff Black from Chicago.
Millie. millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, everyone, we're back with Common Sense Revisited and our special guest, Jeff Black from Chicago, who's running for office in Chicago. We had some nice comments from Jeff about the importance of everyone realizing that this is the time to take back our country and our freedoms and our liberty. And I feel the conviction in your voice, and it resonates very well. And I know it does with our listeners. Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're, you know, what kind of office? I understand you have a unique perspective on which office you're going to run for. Why don't you share all that with us?
Thanks, Clyde. Listen, there's an organization that's based here in Chicago, which is called Voices for Creative Nonviolence. It's got a lot of great staffers and a lot of amazing associates. But the anchor of that organization is a beautiful person named Kathy Kelly, who I contacted last night and asked if she might be able to call in and share some thoughts on the show today. It's about creativity. It's about We're going to avoid the violence that's on the way if we can step outside the box, do something different. Well, what's different? You know, what's the old way? The old way is saying, I'm going to run for exactly this office and tell the voters or tell the citizens or the constituents this is how it's going to be. And I think I'm just completely convinced it's time to start to not only just show lip service, but to really exude on every frequency we can manage. The people are in charge. The people will have the final say. Obviously, I have a thought in my head. I'll be a part of the process, and we need to leave it open and be organic and show that the people are in charge, and I definitely trust that. So
well,
when
that's
the people
exactly,
tell me that I'm going to run for dog catcher, I'll run for dog catcher.
Okay.
If the people tell me I'm not fit for anything, then maybe I'm not fit for anything, and maybe I'll disagree. And if they tell me that we don't have a governor in the state of Illinois, although some believe that Pat Quinn is the governor of Illinois, then we can talk about that.
So how do you do that? How are you going to get the knowledge of you, who you are, and what you're about to the people so you can get that input from them to see what the people want you to run for?
Well, this is the first step. I think the what you sense as conviction is also an honest, healthy nervousness, because I've never run for public office before.
Okay.
But people, you know, to be on a national radio program of the likes of a person, you know, like yourself, you know, when I read Common Sense Revisited, I picked up a copy from the Tea Party that was back on tax day. And,
yes.
You know, it was given to me free. It was donated. That was somebody's charity. That was somebody's caring heart. And I opened it up and I read it and I highlighted, you know, page after page, paragraph after paragraph. And I said, look, we can do this. There's real people have to step up now. So, you know, I'm a 40-year-old Roman Catholic raised Pittsburgh guy. The Pittsburgh Pirates are having a rough time, but the Penguins are the Stanley Cup champions this year. The Steelers have won 6 Super Bowls. I was raised with the sense that we are the city of champions, and there's a championship heart in every person, in every small town, in every country in the world. And we're not going to be a new world order. We're not going to be forcefully, hostilely merged into a North American union, into an American union, and into a one world government. And when you just focus people's attention away from the personalities to the truth, those of us who have to know who we each are will know who we each are. That's the best answer I can give you right now. But I'll answer any question you have.
Very good answer. And I appreciate what you said about Common Sense Revisited, and the whole concept, of course, of Common Sense Revisited is that you know, we all have the only source of true power there is on the planet, which is indigenous power. Indigenous power is within each individual. All these surrogates that we create do not have indigenous power. The only power they have is what we loan to them.
Delegate
is actually a better word. You're right. Delegate to them, and they are to follow the bylaws or charter or constitution or whatever the written agreement is of that created surrogate. But they don't have indigenous power. When they start to think that they have indigenous power is when problems arise. And what's happened in this country, I believe, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, Jeff, but I think what's happened is for too long, people didn't pay attention and didn't do anything about the constantly increasing encroachments on our indigenous power by the federal government, particularly by the federal government, but also by state and even local governments as well.
Absolutely.
Prosperity.
Now, I don't have a copy of Common Sense Revisited in front of me, but there was a quote in there from Jefferson where he said, it was so important, I think I remember it was even on the back cover, where it said, people will forget the blessing of liberty that they have. The people will forget. They'll become complacent. They'll become lazy. They'll enjoy their pleasure. And they will lose their freedoms little by little until such a time comes when they will all expire in a great, great,
yes,
great explosion and cataclysm, or they will revive those liberties and wake up in time.
You did a very good job. And I'll just read the quote because it is so power and so key to what we're talking about. The spirit of the times will alter. Our rulers will become corrupt, our people careless. From the conclusion of this war, we shall be going downhill. It will not then be necessary to resort every moment to the people for support. They will be forgotten, therefore, and their rights disregarded. They will forget themselves, but in the sole faculty of making money, and will never think of uniting to effect a due respect for their rights. The shackles, therefore, will be made heavier and heavier till our rights shall revive or expire in a convulsion. And you got that quote right. I mean, talk about prescient. Jefferson said that in 1781. So this is while the Revolutionary War was still being fought. And he could see that we were going to win. He could see that we were going to create this incredible engine of freedom and prosperity. And he could also see already that people would become complacent and that we would have to make a very valiant effort to restore these freedoms. But you are right. I think I made the point pretty well in Common Sense Revisited. This is about the most powerful force on earth, which is freedom and love, which to me are the two sides of the same coin, or the flip side of the, or two sides of the same coin. Freedom and love go together, hand in hand. These are natural, inherent drives that human beings have. We want to increase our freedom. We want to increase our love. And if we keep focused on that, and we understand our indigenous power, and we declare our indigenous power the way our founders did in that situation, we will not have to fight. We will just take back our government, because that government is, it has a constitution. That is the great gift that our founders gave us, is that we have a constitution. It is the law of the land. We just have to make the people who are now operating under that law follow the law. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, and if I could just kind of touch on something that you said earlier about heavier and heavier, the shackles were made heavier and heavier. I am inspired by a lot of people. There's an old saying, I think it was it Carl Sandburg, the poet, that said about Chicago, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And that's why Chicago is often called the city of big shoulders. And there have been several whistleblowers and activists and people who have stepped out of their comfort level, face ridicule, because that's what happens, you know, when you draw the line and become that first wave of resistance. And I am inspired by a man named Bill Doc Wallace, who has run for office in the state of Illinois. He has a website that is wallsforgov, I believe, .com, wallsforgov.com.
Is it Walls, W-A-L-L-S?
W-A-L-L-S, wallsforgov.com. He is currently running for governor of the state of Illinois against the incumbent Democrat, Pat Quinn.
Okay.
And that's why I'm reminded of Bill Walls, because he said during his campaign for mayor at a certain point when he was running against Richard Daley, he said, "You're too heavy. You're standing on us. You're too heavy. It hurts. We're tired. Get off our big shoulders."
Right.
Bill, you're a great man, and keep it
up. Well, listen, so you're 40 years old. I know you're involved with the North American Union, because that's what you say on your voice message.
Yes.
Tell us about your work with the North American Union.
Well, as far as the North American Union is no more than this creation that we're born into. We're born into the North American hemisphere. We're born into the United States of America, 50 sovereign states. The 10th Amendment says that the power that is not specifically and explicitly compacted and given over to the Federation in 1789 is reserved to the states. And, you know, in that sense, the North American Union is just a plan, a secret plan that is going forward, has been for many decades. And, you know, the current President Barack Obama, his role in secretly bringing about a North American Union and a one-world government is very evident when you go to Alex Jones's website, which is Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There is a very real plan to bring fake CDC-created, pandemics to force us to give up our country. And in the film The Obama Deception, which came out in March already, there was ample evidence that Mexican President Felipe Calderon, who is still president, and Mr. Obama, they are actively working to scare the people into eliminating these three countries and forming a North American Union. And love is the most powerful force in the universe, as you said. We are in time to stop this. We're not going to end up in FEMA camps created by Halliburton, although they are still building them. And that's because we're in time, and love beats wickedness and evil and self any day. So that's why
Absolutely.
I'm here publicly putting myself as visible as I can be. Because the North American Union, if we the people decide as sovereign people that we want to write a new contract, then guess what? And Clyde, you know this. The Constitution says only the United States Senate has the power to enter into treaties. So all
That's
of
right.
these presidential signing orders and
yep.
these secret agreements whenever these presidents go on these trips and sign signing,
right.
they're criminal, they're unconstitutional, they're immoral.
Let's pick up on that note, Jeff, at the end of this break. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Don't go away.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Clyde Cleveland with Jeff Black from Chicago. Jeff, I really like what you have to say, and I think that I would tell our listeners that you're someone that has, from talking to you so far, for anyone that's joined us, that Jeff is someone that has a clear understanding of the invincible nature of our own indigenous power, which each one of us has within us. And on that note, Jeff, we've got a question from JG in California. JG, are you still there?
Yes, thank God.
Good. Thanks for joining us today, JG. What's your question today?
Yes, Jeff, good afternoon.
Hey, JG, thanks so much for being here. Bless you.
Yes, sir. I left Illinois last year, and or 2 years ago, and when I was living there, I was kind of in an indigent position, and I found out the gun laws are, boy, your state is one of the worst to live in, to carry a handgun around in a car. So immediately I knew that I wanted to go back west to my neck of the woods. And those of us that have been raised with weapons, been in law enforcement, we know the power of the gun. And the fact of those of us like Clyde have studied history, and I'm so thankful this gentleman is in the seat after Greg Evenson. I don't think a better choice could have been on from you guys. And as time goes on, the threat becomes more prevalent that none of us want to pull a trigger, Jeff. But the men like you and the gentleman that Clyde had on, I believe it was last week, I think it was when I called in, and it seems like this host seems to dig up the most prominent, respective, God-broke-the-mold men. I don't know how Clyde finds these people.
And that's muckraking. We need to dig up the truth, get out the stench, get out the stink, so we can have a clean house again. Please continue, JG.
Yes, sir. And I say, Jeff, you seem to be one of the antidotes and one of the antibiotics as this surgical host. God bless his soul, that I'm going to be behind men like this. But what distresses me is, as history gone on, the way Kennedy disappeared, RFK, and I know these men of history very well. My own family was very prominent in this country's history, even from England in the 13th century. So I know what it's like to be proud of a heritage through family and everything else. But what distresses me is the fact of, like, none of us want to pull the trigger, but the main thing that distresses me, if it comes to the point that, because I don't feel, and it's not that I don't have hope, I'm not as proud of my family history as I used to be, so I see things turn around. But what scares me is that in past civilizations where treason prevails, they take out people like you one at a time. Now, I don't understand how Tex Mars and Alex Jones, it's amazing how Ron Paul has lasted this long, but with us only doing it one legislator like you is at a time, and of course we do have to, I believe the states are going to be the answer immediately because the 10th Amendment stands up and therefore it shall prevail, I feel, because there's more of us than them. But I just, in your opinion, how would you answer the fact that people have idealistic views, you know, that they've acquired and attained in their own values once they get to Congress? I've seen and heard they're turned around, and they're either threatened, exposed, or made an example of. How can you tell us you're going to avoid all that kind of tyranny?
That's a great question, JG. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me get as real as I can with you. I've talked to my mother. Once I became very, very clear in the knowledge that I would be called, that I could not avoid announcing a candidacy, I let her know in different ways how afraid I was for my safety, but that it has to happen, that we can stay safe, that if we spread the word. She said, no, you're not going to end up, you know, she wouldn't say it, but she said, you'll end up in jail. And the reason is because I've told her that there is no law requiring people to pay a personal income tax. It's unconstitutional. My candidacy is explicitly calling on people to look in their hearts and know that very beautiful IRS whistleblowers Sherry Jackson Peel or Sherry Peel Jackson, some of the amazing IRS employees who found out that the whole personal income tax is a fraud, they have now started to be arrested since the American Freedom to Fascism film aired. They are now being arrested. Sherry Jackson Peel, I understand, is now in federal prison. And I'm saying, let me go to the gun question. As far as the gun question, I've never fired a gun in my life. I don't know how to use a gun. I was raised in a Democrat, so-called liberal household that isn't comfortable with guns. I'm from Pennsylvania, which is sometimes called Pennsylvania or because we're said to be Pittsburgh and Philadelphia with Kentucky in the middle. God bless Kentucky. But I have become so pro Second Amendment and so pro understanding that there were guns in the Revolution. We have a problem with shootings in the city of Chicago where literally, you know, 500 to 600 human beings are shot to death in our cities, and some of it's gang related. And that's a serious problem, and my heart truly does go out to the families here. You know, the other day in Chicago, a 9-year-old girl, this little girl was shot to death bathing her dog at the water fountain, you know, outside. So we have a problem with escalating gun violence, which is they're doing on purpose. As they take away the jobs and break down the fabric of our societies, people are more and more desperate, more and more drugged out. So there is more, you know, actually handgun violence, none of which is being committed it's not happening by hunters. It's not happening by lifetime gun owners. It's an inner city. It's not a black issue. It's not a white issue, but it's a poverty drug issue. And so
let's pick up on that as soon as we're back from this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Hey, we're back with Jeff Black from Chicago, an excellent candidate for office from Chicago. We're having a great conversation here. I think we were talking about guns, Jeff. I think you'd agree that there's a direct relationship between increased gun violence and gun control laws, because in the past, wherever you have more people, law-abiding citizens who do not have access to weapons to be able to defend themselves, it's just natural, common sense, that gun violence would go up. Criminals feel more empowered. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Clyde, and I want to say to JG, what really opened my eyes as a lifelong non-gun owner and a non-gun user, I saw a documentary by the John Birch Society, which was about genocide. And it opened my eyes because the video showed that all of those genocides of the Armenian people by the Turks, the American genocides against the American Indians, of course, the famous Holocaust in Germany, all of them, what's condition X? What's the common denominator?
Right.
The destroyed population did not have guns. And right now what's happening is that these people like Rahm Emanuel, and you can go to YouTube and you can find the video where Rahm Emanuel promises that if we elect Barry Sotoro, who was probably born in Kenya, if we do the right things, that people who find themselves on the no-fly list, such as little babies who have accidentally have the same name as someone and they end up on the no-fly list as a terrorist, that they will lose their rights to own guns. It's so criminal that they're using this breakdown of society, which these Kissinger, Rothschild-type people are doing, intentionally destroying our societies. Then when there is more desperation, drug abuse, poverty over losing jobs, and the horrible shootings happen, then they're scaring the average decent population into believing that gun owners and gun holders are the problem, and it's not.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We've got a couple more questions here, Jeff. The first one, I believe, is George from Texas. George, are you with us?
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, George.
You know, the thing is about Chicago. You know, the thing, I have friends who live in Chicago, and you know, the thing is about not having a right to defend yourself. I know people that are in jail.
You have the right, but it's not being respected. It's an inalienable right which preceded the Constitution. We have a right to defend ourselves.
Well, the thing is, I hear people when I had home invaders beat up the invader with a baseball bat, and they got more jail time than a home invader. I mean, this is Chicago.
It's, you know, and Richard Michael Daley, the mayor of Chicago for the past 20 years, he has clung to power, by preying on people's fears, you know, and I do agree with JG, who said that the Illinois laws and the ordinances of the city of Chicago are the strictest, most unconstitutional, draconian, unfair. And so what I'm asking anyone in Illinois who's listening to do, or wherever you live, if this is happening, get these new candidates to file sworn, notarized statements of exactly what they promise to do and what you need them to do. No more promises. JG asked, how are we going to keep you to your word once you get in there with the Vipers? We need to start getting sworn, notarized statements. So if anyone out there, George, in Texas, or wherever you guys are, want to go to facebook.com/North American Union, my telephone number is there, my email address is there. You guys have the power to start bringing the coalition together and getting sworn notarized statements of how we're going to take back our government in peaceful ways.
Yeah, very good. Hey, by the way, Jeff, before we go on, what is your website again?
Okay, my website is under construction right now. So at the moment, a really great place to go is facebook.com, and my username is North American Union. My name is Jeff Joe Black, but my username is North American Union altogether. So just go to facebook.com/North American Union. Take out a profile there if you don't have one already, and add me as a friend, and then you'll have public access to see, what some of my positions are, and contact me directly and start to direct energy here in Chicago.
Thank you, Jeff. And just so everybody listening, and the purpose of this hour-long show every week is to interview candidates who, like Jeff, who believe in liberty. And JG, I want to thank you for your comments. I'm sure you're still listening. The way I find these people like Jeff is from you, from the listeners that are out there. If you know of candidates that I should have on this show, so that people can be exposed all over the country to these people and help their campaigns, that's what this is all about. So please get a hold of me at commonsenserevisited.com. And, you know, contact our staff there, Elia and Corey. And, if you have somebody that wants to be on this show that's running, that's a Liberty candidate, I want to hear about them. I want to get them on the show and get them the funds and the exposure and the support that they need. We have one more question here from Sam in Cincinnati. Sam, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sam, what's your question today?
Well, I just had a comment, really. I'm really glad to hear a candidate who's running on a policy where he's speaking his mind. I really think the situation in this country, the way we've gotten this way, at least part of it, is that we're so unwilling to speak the obvious at all levels. And it's just good to hear, you know, someone.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it, Sam? And, Jeff is right out there and obviously not afraid to speak his mind on very controversial issues. And you're right, it takes guts to do that. On his issues on income tax and North American Union and 9/11 and just speaking his mind. And you're absolutely right. Thank you very much for the call, Sam.
Sam, please don't go away. Can I just say, Clyde, I
sure.
want to put a shout out to We Are Change Ohio. And I want to thank all those We Are Change Ohio people.
Sure.
Because they asked a peaceful, loving question of Jimmy Carter at a book fair, and they asked him, hey, Mr. Carter, what about 9/11? Wouldn't it be great if we had another a new investigation into what really happened? And he said, well, yeah, it would be nice. You know, so We Are Change, by asking a peaceful question, was mm-hmm. able to get an ex-president, James Earl Carter, to say it would be nice if we had a new investigation. That's on the record. That's fact.
Yep.
Bless you, Sam.
Thank you, Jeff. And I'm just glad to hear there's a candidate out there that we don't have to accept compromise from. You're not going to compromise everything away like all these other ones.
Yeah. That's what we need, Sam. We need to get people like this elected, and we need to get them elected very, very quickly, and that take back our indigenous
power. Don't take your eyes off of candidates. Promises are a dime or a dozen. Get videotaped, sworn, notarized statements.
That's a really good idea. It's an excellent idea. By the way, back to guns, Jeff. I am from the Chicago area. I was born in Hammond, Indiana. I lived in Calumet City. Worked in Chicago in the steel mills there, worked in the railroad up in the 55th Street yards, 59th Street yards.
Wow.
And my father was a detective and one of the top pistol shooters in the country and the Illinois state champion in 1957 and 1959 in the grand aggregate, which means, you know, 22, 38, and 45 calibers in target shooting.
How cool is
and
that? Come from capable people.
Well, when I was 15, I was on the Brinks pistol team. He was number one. I was number two. All the pistol teams could have two outside members, non-employees, on the teams. And when I was 15, I shot against the Chicago Police Force team. And I tied – of course, my dad won the match, high single score. But I tied the Chicago Police number one shooter in that match. But that was when I was 15. So I've been around guns my entire life. And
rough different.
And the thing is we've come to the same conclusion. And the same conclusion is that we are not going to have to use guns to win back our indigenous power in this country. But we absolutely must retain that natural God-given right to protect ourselves and to own guns, because we all need to own guns for two very, very important reasons that our founders understood. We need to have guns that are we need to have people not only have guns, they need to know how to use them, because that is the number one check against the power of our own government and the growth of our own government and the growth of any kind of a threat from a foreign nation against coming in and trying to invade our country. If you guys want to hear, listen, I'd want to get a plug in for Richard Mayberry's books. You go to bluestockingpress.com, but read World War I, The Rest of the Story.
Mm.
What a phenomenal book. And in that book, he outlines very clearly the Swiss system for national defense, which is to have every man and woman armed and very, very dangerous. In other words, they not only have a semi-automatic weapon, but they know how to use it. And marksmanship is the number one sport in Switzerland. And so anyone that is ever thinking of invading a country like that, the top military officers are never going to allow it to happen, because they know that they will be taken out.
You're right on, Clive. Did you post in your magazine, or did I read it somewhere else, that one of the top Japanese admirals in World War II said, are you kidding? Invade America, we would find a person holding a handgun behind every blade of grass.
Yeah, that's true. That's not in Common Sense Revisited, but there's a lot of quotes like that in Richard Mayberry's books. And that's exactly right. There's just no way that anybody would ever invade America knowing that we have, 250 or 300 million handguns in the hands of the civilian population. But I think we need more than that. I think we need to have 50 states that have right to carry, that have all the states with reciprocity, and we need to have very good programs available in every local community for people to know how to use a gun properly. That is critical to the whole thing.
How to use a gun. I really am open to that. The only reason that I've been afraid to make that assertion and that offer is because when I look at the story of is it Jim Cooper, the man in Colorado that had done so much beautiful research into the truth of the JFK murder, and Mr. Cooper, and then he was gunned down by federal agents or Colorado State Police out there in Colorado, and they frame so many people. And my concern has been that if a truth teller comes out and then learns how to use a gun and then holds a gun, it becomes that much easier for them to frame that person who one day is by himself, and then they make you have a bad day and say, he fired at cops. That was not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think we should have that fear though, Jeff, because I think all of us should do it. I mean, like I said, you know, I really am totally on board for a peaceful, absolutely peaceful. This has to be peaceful.
William Cooper. His name was Bill Cooper, a very beautiful, beautiful man, and I just pray that he was not murdered. But he was a beautiful man. And you could go to ProjectCamelot.org. I would like to sign. I would like to consider signing a signed sworn statement having to do with ProjectCamelot.org or following the research of Minnesota researcher James Spetzer into all of these political assassinations. And we need to stop the murder of the whistleblowers. You know, like Bob Marley said, how long will they kill our prophets while we stand around and look? Well, I'm inspired by thousands and millions of Americans who are saying we're not going to look anymore, we're not going to stand aside. We're in the middle of the town forum. This is our church. This is our public hall. This is our school. This is our city. We want it back.
And, I love your spirit, Jeff. Listen, we got a listener here who wants to hear an elaboration on your candidate affidavit, a notarized statement that you're talking about.
Okay.
And they want to know if you need to document the entire platform for the candidates, or can we focus on only some issues? What's your concept there?
Oh, who am I speaking to first?
Emailed in, yeah.
Well, the expression that the proof is in the pudding and the promises are a dime a dozen. If we can't even get our president to actually show proof that they were born in the United States and that they are constitutionally, eligible for the office that they hold, how does anyone else know that I was born in the hospital in Pittsburgh in the South Hills that I say I was? We need to see documents. We need to see videotape. We need to have public verification. Go to ObamaCrimes.com, and an honest person could spend 10 minutes at Phil Berg's website and say that, oh, my goodness, this man is probably born in Kenya. It's almost impossible that he was born in Hawaii. He's a cruel, cruel hoax against every citizen of this earth that has made him so popular and loves him. But
the Obama deception is
wearing off.
Isn't his own grandmother already on YouTube or something saying that he was born in Kenya?
Well, this is what's so, scary and so sad is that, and again, we're not conspiracy theorists. We don't believe anything that we don't see multiple confirmation of. But it was very unusual that his grandmother died, you know, the week before the inauguration, when I've been told by many people in passing that when he went to Kenya, all of the international press corps was kept as far away from the grandma as they could because she was saying, oh, that's my baby. He was born here. I love him. He's my baby. But Kenya's finest, you know, and that she would die that way. It's a little suspicious. I don't have a belief one way or the other. But what I do know is until we get to ObamaCrimes.com and see the Pennsylvania Attorney General, ex Bill Berg's very convincing evidence and see it, the Supreme Court refuses to hear that case because two of those justices were selected by George Bush, meaning the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the same people who picked Bush and picked Obama. It's all rigged. We can't get in there to have any important cases. That's why we're at the final quarter hour of our country.
Yeah, isn't Phil Berg a very strong Democrat, isn't he?
Phil Berg, you know, and this is what somebody mentioned. I'm an independent. My last registration was in Pennsylvania, you know, registered as a non-affiliated person. I am now, going to register here as an official, as an independent. But I love Dennis Kucinich. I love Phil Berg. If Phil Berg tells me that he's a blue dog Democrat, then I'm a blue dog Democrat. Whatever kind of Democrat that Dennis Kucinich is, you know, there are good people in the Republican and Democrat Party that are struggling, you know, like Ron Paul, that are struggling to bring honesty and stop the bloodshed. But there are very few in those two corporate-held, blackmailed, bribed parties.
Well, at the first, the first part of the show, we were talking about how incredible it was, an uprising of indigenous power in this country against the first bailout bill in the House, and how we actually won that tremendous victory. Over 60% of the Republicans and over 40% of the Democrats in the House voted against that bailout bill because the response of the emails and the phone calls to all the representatives throughout the country was about 96-98% against the bailout. What a great display of how we can take back our power. It was also, I think, a good thing, actually, that it became so apparent at that time to anybody who was watching and had any intelligence whatsoever to see how the financial power elites in this country, primarily the central bankers, were able to use their control of the leadership of both parties, get
their
Obama.
Ownership. They own those people.
They own those people.
People. It's very sad.
Exactly. So they got them all to work together to come back and pass that bill. You know, and it was just such a clear example
of
how these elites.
It's like the zombie that won't go away. No matter how many times you kill it, it keeps coming back.
Exactly, exactly. We got one more segment. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, everyone, we're back now with Jeff Black from Chicago. We had a very exciting conversation. We got a few more minutes left on the show. I just wanted to mention, Jeff, that you had said earlier that you had read Common Sense Revisited and that it had had a profound impact on you.
Sure has.
I just good. And that really that inspires me very, very much to hear you say that. We had a caller in the first hour, Scott Morris from Iowa, same thing. And you know, Common Sense, the original by Thomas Paine, created a paradigm shift in this country. Without it, the Declaration of Independence would not have been signed. It would have really been back with England, probably never had our country get off the boot of
England. Just a year before
England.
The war broke out, people did not want war with England. The underdog does not want to take on Goliath. It's not a mainstream thing that people are comfortable with.
And there's a lot of fear there. And like you say, you know, there's a lot of fear here. But the power is in what Payne did in Common Sense is he showed people that they did have the indigenous power, that they were given that by their creator. And once they declared their freedom, there was nothing stopping them. And Washington certainly knew that because there were so many times when he just gave up. The only thing he could do. He didn't know what to do. He just got on his knees and prayed, and basically there was always an answer. And he knew that there were other forces at work that were more powerful than just his own self involved there. Like you said before, that you know there's always people that are going to come up and support you. There's so much behind this movement because it's nature, really. It's our nature to be free.
Washington said something which was so short. He said, always lead from the front. And when I spoke to, you know, as you said, Elia and Corey there, and I ran some of my ideas just of, you know, and I try to give them the sense that I don't have all the answers and I'm a little scared and I'm a little nervous, but that, hey, it's time for regular people to step up. And their happiness and their expressions of, wow, that's cool. That's why I knew. That's the only thing I know is that people will get excited and they will step up and this is going to be a big fun party.
It's going to be a blast. And that was one of Ron Paul's messages to everyone in his campaign is have fun.
Have fun.
And that's what
And he's from Green Tree, one of the South Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was born there and I moved there when I was a young child. So Ron, I think is a great champion Pittsburgher, and I just wish that. And I do understand that we all deal with that fear issue of pushing the leadership as far as you can within that fear for your life. Ron is the only thing that Ron gets wrong is 9/11 truth. But I've told all as many Ron Paul supporters as will hear me, Ron is a beautiful person and he's going to get right with 9/11 just like we all are, one way or another.
There is no way that he could tell what he really thinks is happening with that.
Right.
I guarantee you that.
We know what he says, and what he does is he's repeating the government non-truth, and that's unfortunate. And
we'll see what Ron Paul, which
I would certainly be very excited to talk about. It's only going to happen if we get to the real truth of 9/11 and some other issues.
Before we go, I know
we don't have a lot of time, but can I just mention the
sure,
first responders of 9/11 and the Feel Good Foundation, Clyde?
Sure.
All right. I was hoping they would call in today, but they weren't able to call in. 700 of the heroes that responded from all over the country, that got on planes, that got in their cars, that went to the pile on Ground Zero of 9/11, they were poisoned because the Christy Todd Whitman, the Bush EPA director, and you know taking orders from Bush and the Wall Street bankers, they wanted to reopen Wall Street, and they lied to those responders, telling them that the air was clean. And so anyone who lives in Manhattan or anywhere down there in New York City are still being poisoned with mercury, all kind of crazy, crazy toxic, the biggest toxic disaster in a long time. And so if you go to the website that I mentioned, the Facebook.com, and you /...
North American Union,
North American Union. John Steele is my friend there. Cindy Sheehan is my friend. The amazing Iraq veteran against the war, Adam Kokesh, is my friend there. The amazing Alfredo Castillo, a Chicago activist, is my friend there. And so people from...
I say, hey, we got to go, Jeff, but thank you so much for joining us. Go and see Jeff at facebook.com, North American Union. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. And